Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
I gotta admit, I just never get tired of hearing that. It is hot, it's humid, it's beach weather, and all the possibilities of summer are right here, right now. So let's find some ways to enjoy the weekend around the Commonwealth. Back here in Studio 2 to share some ideas, WBUR's senior arts and culture reporter, Cristela Guerra. Welcome back, Cristela.
Happy to be here.
I know you've got a busy weekend planned.
I do.
Yeah, you always do, though. I mean, you have the best weekend life of anyone I know.
I mean, I appreciate that. Fair.
All right, so first things first, we've got the revival from a Boston music venue that sadly, really sadly, closed during the pandemic, but they're back with pop-up shows. So this is the Great Scott pop-up.
So Great Scott is beloved. It was, I think, one of those places that people were just really mourning. So they're very excited. This is going to be an event at the Belforge Art Center in Medfield. It's Saturday from noon to that evening. Free to all, but be cautious, parents, because the music can be explicit. So just, you know, with little ones, just be cautious. And artists are like gym shorts, the Benjis, and Comedy from the Gas.
All right, so we did pull a little music, and I think Sydney was careful to pull stuff that was not explicit. So this is Rhode Island-based Gym Shorts with their song, I'm the Jeff Gordon of Our Generation. So that's what you can hear in Medfield this weekend, but you've got more music for us in New Bedford.
Yes. So the New Bedford Folk Festival, back for its first year after the pandemic. It's all weekend, July 9th and 10th at around New Bedford, various locations. We've got, I think, $40 for a day pass, $50 for the whole weekend. And we've got some music for you. This is a guy named Tom Rush, known in the folk scene. He came up in Cambridge in the 1940s, and he's doing a cover that you can hear now of Sleepy John Estey's Drop Down Mama.
Drop down mama, let you. Daddy, see, you got some of that, baby, keeps on worrying me. My mama don't lie me.
A lot of different artists there that weekend. I know, though, you want to also take us to the Arboretum. Oh, no, you've got more music.
I have more music for you.
Yes. Do it.
Someone who I actually really like. It's very soothing. This is a newer voice on the folk scene. It's another piece of tape by Elisa Amador, who won the 2022 NPR Tiny Desk Contest for this song, Milonga Accidental.
Cuando miro afuera, cuando miro adentro, cuando miro afuera otra vez.
Okay, and I'm actually going to editorialize for a minute here because I've had a chance to hear her perform this in person.
Really?
And that song, that's beautiful, but it does not do justice to the serenity of being live and hearing her play that cuatro.
Oh, gosh, I have to now.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so now you're going to take us to the Arboretum, too, though, a little closer home here in Jamaica Plain. And this is the Mask Ball, spelled M-A-S-S-Q.
Yep. So basically, you're going to find families, you're going to find kids. This is called an intergenerational cross-cultural exhibition. And I think the point, the heart of it, the question is, if we together could author our own creation story, what would we create? So imagine performances, artwork from local artists. I think people can commune with the artists and kind of talk through the kind of experience they want to have. And a lot of body painting.
So, okay, so wait. A, body painting.
Yes.
What? And B, so you're saying that people can be with the artists and sort of, and they'll build art together and create an artistic experience together.
They're calling them ceremonial vessels. And they'll learn about African folklore, poetry by Zija, who I adore, indigenous dance, hip-hop performances. It's going to be a day.
Okay, and again, this is in JP, right?
In JP, tomorrow from 2 to 7.
Okay, last but not least now, there's an exhibit at the Boston Children's Museum that you actually reported on for WB. I can see the happy smile on your face, so tell us about this.
I did. Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful, Tiziana. It's a small gallery, Boston Children's Museum. It's there through the end of the month. July 24th is the last day you could catch it. And imagine, like, you know, you're in a castle and you see the royals, and there are portraits of them. So in this case, it's a bunch of trans kids between the ages of 6 and 12. And this non-binary artist named Noah Grigney took it upon themselves to spend the pandemic getting to know them over Zoom and painting them in acrylics. getting to know their families, just really capturing them as they wanted. If that means wolves in the sky, they're wolves in the sky. If that means in pastels with colors like a wild, like a field of wildflowers, that's what you've got. And they're gorgeous, and they're very sweet. It's a very tender exhibit, and I just can't say enough how much people have to go see it.
All right. So how many cities and towns will you be in this weekend trying to cover and see all of this?
Well, my mom's in town, so I got to show her a lot of things. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think we're going to try and go salsa dancing. I think I want to go to JP. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, being that it's her last night, I mean, I don't know, maybe the Greek festival in Raleigh? We'll
nice.
See.
Nice. All right. That is Cristela Guerra, senior arts and culture reporter for WBUR and our guide, as usual, to the boundless possibilities this weekend. I love having you here, Cristela. Thank you.
I love being here.
And we're going to go out today with more from Lisa Amador. This is the track Milonga Accidental. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. Have a great weekend. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.